And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You guys might remember last week we did a questionnaire. We asked you on our questionnaire, basically, how do you get out of speeding tickets? And we got a number of responses. And Mike Schaefer went through a bunch of them, our producer. And we've got one guy. We're going to be doing this throughout the week, talking to people, how they got out of speeding tickets. Listeners, you know, across the country and around the world. And one of them is on the line with us right now from the South Bay. And Chris, we welcome you to the program. How are you?
Good, Phil. Thank you.
Okay. And I guess the big question for you is you did respond to our questionnaire on how you get out of a speeding ticket. We've interviewed you first. Now, you mentioned that this works for you, but you don't think it's going to work for other guys. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and why?
I do a lot of driving between my home and some of the clubs downtown or in Hollywood, and I'm in the car a lot, and I drive a very, very sweet, it's really a sweet vintage model. I got 86 IROC Camaro, and it's got a T-top. One of the things that I notice about a lot of cops is that they are targeting IROC Camaros lately. And I don't know if it's across the nation. I know in the L.A. area they have.
Targeting IROC, what are they?
IROC Camaro.
IROC Camaro. Hey, Mike, you drive a Camaro. Is that a pretty sweet Camaro? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you. You don't have to ask him. I can tell you it's sweet. And I do have a T-top.
Now, you're saying cops target Camaros. I know that I had an old red Chevrolet Blazer once, and I remember a girlfriend's father telling me, take it easy out on the freeway, Phil. I said, why? He says, because cops see red cars easier than other cars.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a Chevy Blazer is not exactly...
No, I'm not claiming it's hot. I'm just saying that they would notice it.
To that extent, yeah, they do notice cars. But the thing about the IROC Camaro is it could smoke any cop trying to pull me over. And that's why you see a lot of freeway chases. A lot of times guys in these crap wagons and minivans, and they think they can outrun a cop car. My Camaro could, and I'm not saying that I would ever do this.
Well, I was going to ask you, have you ever tried to outrun a cop?
No, sir.
You've never tried to outrun a cop?
No, sir, I've not tried to, no, sir.
Okay, so why do you think your Camaro is...
Well, I mean, look at it. It's sweet. It's got a lot of horsepower, probably about 270 horse. I mean, that's enough to outrun most cop cars. And
all right, but the question is, how do you get out of speeding tickets? So you've never tried to outrun a cop?
No, I've never tried to outrun a cop. And the way that I've gotten out of speeding tickets is I am aware that cops do target IROC Camaros. So what I say basically when a cop pulls me over is, I am aware of my constitutional rights, and I am aware that you're targeting IROC Camaros. I know that you're probably, you know, I'm not saying the cop is jealous. I mean, I think he is jealous that his car is a crap wagon compared to mine. Okay?
And well, let's talk about cops. The cop car is a cop's car, but his home car...
Well, I don't know. A lot of those cops might drive really sweet cars. A lot of them might have really sweet rides. A lot of them might drive, you know, a crap box. You know, I don't know. But when you see some Smokey sitting out there, and he's sitting in one of those, you know, really crappy cop, you know, a cop stock model car with bad suspension, okay, and my IROC comes smoking by... A lot of cops do get jealous, okay?
All right, let me ask you something. You say you've been pulled over for speeding.
Yes, I have.
And you've talked your way out of tickets.
Yes, I have.
Okay, for instance, like, give me an example of when this happened. When was the last time you got pulled over, and what did the cop tell you?
I was doing 85 and 65.
So that's speeding.
Yeah, it is speeding, but he would not... First of all, he would not have pulled me over if I wasn't a Camaro, and I told him... that. I said, because my car is hot, just because my car can get up to 85 doesn't mean I should be picked on, okay? I mean, I have done upwards of 90 on Interstate 5.
You've gotten as far as high as, because I don't know anything about cars. I mean...
No, but trust me, that's moving, okay? And
Were you pulled over for speeding out on 5? Because I know cops target that area.
Well, no, this is just in town. I was doing 85 and 65. And I told the cop when he pulled me over, because I set him straight, and that's what I'm talking about. I told him that, number one, I'm a taxpayer, okay? And that means I pay the salaries of the cops who would pull me over. And that means that if I didn't pay, okay, the salaries of the cops that pull me over, they wouldn't pull me over on account of it. You know, they wouldn't be cops in the first place because...
Because the salaries aren't getting paid.
Because the salaries are not getting paid. I tell them that I don't take any crap. And I always say, listen, officer, I wasn't speeding.
Well, oftentimes police have radar to verify.
That's correct.
So what do you say to a cop who says he's clocked you at an illegal speed, he's got radar?
I just tell him you're wrong, dude.
I said, well, how do you tell a cop he's wrong when he's got radar?
I just tell him if he's right, I tell him, don't you have some gang member to frame? See, one of the things you have to know, and as long as I'm talking to people what listening to your show, you got to know, tell a cop, okay, first of all, man, why don't you go out and bust some rapist or some burglar or a gang banger? So that's the first thing you tell him. Go out and do your job instead of hassling me because I happen to drive a sweet ride. This one cop, I lectured him about how he ought to bust a rapist or a burglar and not hassle me because I drive a sweet ride.
And you're telling me the cop let you go?
Yes, sir.
Dude, we're talking, by the way, with Chris. He is a listener of ours, and our question is, how do you get out of speeding tickets? And you say, basically, you lecture the police. And
well, I just tell them that I won't back down.
All right, and so you tell them...
Radar don't work right on my car because, first of all, my car is... I keep it very clean, it's very shiny, and the radar will bounce off of a ride that is shiny and that you keep clean. And I don't know if you're familiar with the stealth bomber, but they wash and wax that thing probably, I don't know, you know.
Well, I don't know anything about radar, okay? But
well, I'm telling you.
Okay, so what do you tell you? Radar does not track cars that are what?
If it has a sweet shine to it, okay, what I do is I wash and wax it at least once a week. I know they wash and wax the stealth bomber probably probably every day on account of what it does. Okay.
Well, look, people have been lecturing cops for years, okay? And 9 times out of 10, it's only going to get a cop more upset and make the ticket worse, don't you think?
I don't know about other people, Mr. Henry, but I'm sure it's the way they present themselves. See, I show the cop I'm nobody he can mess with. My car is quick, and he knows already I could have outrun him. And that most cops know that I pulled over as a favor to them, okay? I don't have to pull over on account of...
You feel fairly certain you could outrun any cop that tried to pull you over?
Yes, sir.
So when you pull over, you're doing it as a favor to the cop?
I'm doing it to be within the parameters of the law, and I think the cop recognizes that.
All right, Chris, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This young guy, Chris, you have a Camaro IROC, which is a pretty quick ride, according to you, correct?
Yeah, according to anybody who knows anything about cars.
Okay. And you have talked your way out of speeding tickets by simply telling the cop he's wrong. Excuse me. Telling the cop he's wrong. You intimidate him. You back him down. You, in other words, do all the things, Chris, that the rest of us couldn't possibly do. It would piss a cop off.
I understand that. And
have you ever been... You say that you intimidate. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, my car... When a cop sees me, he thinks that I might have been in prison because I do have a lot of tats, okay, and I have a box of Marlboro Reds I keep on a dash.
And have you ever been in prison?
I don't necessarily want to answer that. Okay.
So you're pretending that you were in prison?
I'm not pretending necessarily because, you know, I'm not afraid to mix it up if I have to.
And are you telling me you would physically assault a cop?
I'm sorry?
Are you saying you'd physically assault a cop?
No, sir, I'd never do that, but I'm saying... When a cop sees me, he knows I got a quick ride, and he knows that if it come down to it, you know, I might be able, maybe he thinks I could beat him up, okay? And
a cop's going to think you're going to beat him up. Why do I find that very...
Well, Mr. Ernie, I've talked my way out of tickets because the cop looks at me. I got a note from a cop who sent me, he asked me for my address. I said, what for? And he said, I want to send you a thank you note. Because up to that point, he admitted to me that he saw how quick my ride was.
Bull crap.
What?
That's bull crap. A cop sent you a thank you note for what? For backing him down?
I swear to God, Mr. Henry, CHP, okay? And I'm not saying it's anything anybody else can do. I'm saying it's something what I do.
All right, how many speeding tickets do you think you've talked your way out of?
Probably about 50%.
Okay, then the question is...
No, I know what you're going to ask. How come not the other 50?
Yeah, why not the other 50%?
The other 50%, I was generally riding with a lady friend or a girlfriend, and the cops will always try to look tough if you've got a chick in the car with you, and then they'll say, yeah, here's your ticket, man, trying to make you look bad.
All right, Chris, Mike, was this on his questionnaire?
That's what I read.
Hold on. Was this on his questionnaire? You back cops down with your intimidating style.
Well, no, I just cops know I got a quick ride, and they know they was wrong for pulling over my... See, the IROC Camaro is really quick, and cops know it pisses them off that they know there goes a ride that could probably smoke their cock car. Okay.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. How do you beat a speeding ticket? According to this guy, his ride is so quick, the radar is inconsistent because he washes and waxes his car to a high shine every week, and because he himself physically is so imposing, cops back down. Now, I've never heard of that. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, Chris, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're talking about how to beat your... You beat speeding tickets by basically your physical presence intimidates the police.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm some kind of badass or anything, but I do know how to mess it up, and I think police officers recognize that. They just sort of back off of me. That's number one, okay?
Do you think that's a good way to beat a speeding ticket, by having a cop be afraid of you?
Well, no, that I'm just saying that's why probably number one. But number two is because I have a sweet ride. Plus, their radar reading is wrong, man. I have an IROC Camaro, which I keep waxed pretty. If your car is shiny enough, the radar is going to bounce off it.
Yeah, so you said. And you said they wax and wash the stealth bomber every day so that it doesn't have radar picking it up.
Well, the other thing about stealth bombers, the design.
Well, that's what I always thought. The stealth bomber you couldn't pick up on radar because it had an unusual design, but you're saying they also keep it shiny.
Yes, that's exactly right. Ask anybody in the Air Force.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, first of all, I just heard him say something about the stealth bomber, man. He's such... the stealth bomber, the reason they can't pick up a stealth bomber is because of the alloy metal that it's made out of.
That's right. But that's on account
of the fact that it's pretty...
No, I said it's shiny. I said it's shiny.
Yeah, so what is shiny? Yeah, you know what?
What kind of metal?
It's made out of metal. Okay?
What kind of metal do you think?
It's made out of metal.
Do you know anything about the IROC Camaro?
Yeah, IROC Camaro is made out of the same thing as my Chevy.
No, okay, man, so it's made with a special kind of metal.
You're so full of crap. You got no idea about
it. Okay, let me ask you something. How come 9 out of 10 times I've been pulled over, the cop's radar is probably wrong?
How many times you got pulled over, man?
I don't know, man. Probably in the last year, I've been pulled over 20 times.
Is that because you drive like an idiot?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something, man. The cop can't pick up radar on my car.
You're so full of crap.
Yeah? What kind of ride do you got?
Well, how do you know the cop can't pick up radar on your car?
You just heard this dude say because of the shiny metal they use on the stealth bomber.
Dude, I got a beautiful car, beautiful Monte Carlo, and
do you wax
it's shiny.
Do you wax
oh,
it?
Oh, man, it's so beautiful. I wax and I polish it.
Okay.
If you wax it too much, it takes off the shine.
Have you ever tried to beat a speeding ticket?
Man, I don't need to beat a speeding ticket because I obey the law because I'm smarter than the average.
Check it out, man.
Who thinks that he can drive a shiny car.
You ought to try to beat a speeding ticket because the cop's going to tell you they couldn't really get a good read because you wax your car a lot.
You know,
whatever,
I am six foot four, okay? And if I wanted to intimidate, I step out, I couldn't intimidate him. So I don't beat tickets because he come up and I say, yes, sir, no, sir, thank you, sir, okay, I apologize, I may have been going over the speed limit a little bit, and then that's how I beat the ticket, because I respect him.
Yeah, well, my question is, why do you get pulled over so often, Chris? You say you're beating these tickets.
Let me tell you something, and if we're just talking among guys right now, okay?
All right.
sometimes a little bit hard to drive when your girl's doing, you know, kind of a knob gobble.
Yeah, but you're
also 60%. Oh, come on, man.
No, I swear to God.
Man, come on. You don't get, hey, you know, it sounds like you're one of those guys that has the fast cars, and you talk about it, about your the size of your member, because you've got none.
See, hey, man.
It's all, what is it called, were you making up for it?
Hey, man, I'm only saying that when a cop sees me.
What cop is going to come up to a car and see your tats and see your Marlboro Reds on the dash and go, ooh, I better back off? You know, the last guy that, remember Rodney King?
Who?
Rodney King.
I don't familiar with him.
You're not familiar with him. A whole town burned down because of the guy.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, this cat was, the cops that pulled him over thought that he'd been in jail because he was buff. And the first thing they did to him was tase him. So maybe someday somebody's going to see your tats and just go ahead and put a taser on you. What do you think of that?
Then they'd be violating my constitutional rights.
Hey, Phil?
Yes, sir.
What is that? Is it called compensation? What you're trying to make up for something you don't have?
Yeah, you're trying to compensate.
Look, both you guys, okay, if you've never been driving down the road while your girl's doing a nibble nub, dude, then you don't know what I'm talking about.
Hey, you know what? I respect my girl more than that.
Exactly.
Than just to have her duty in the car, you pendejo. You don't got no ideas, man.
Hey, man, I don't know. All my tats are temporary, too.
Oh, so. you are a real man. Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with
you
that?
You can't take the pain of a real tattoo, man.
No, man, I got to get a job. I'm trying to get a job.
You have a job, and I got it a place where my shirt doesn't show. You know, I'm smarter than the average IROC driver. You know what I'm saying?
Have you got an IROC?
I don't have it. I reckon I got a 1976 Monte Carlo. It's just beautiful.
It's sweet.
All right.
It's a beautiful ride.
Thanks for calling. Okay, IROC, not an IROC. Whether they're using titanium metal on the stealth bomber or whether you just wash and wax that thing every day so that the Russians can't pick it up on radar, the fact is that you're saying you're backing down cops.
Because they're afraid.
Because they're afraid.
That's right.
And that is how you beat speeding tickets.
That, in my opinion, yes, sir. I mean, but it's not just that. I tell them, I got a constitutional right, and you can't pick on me on account I have a sweet ride.
I wonder if you put it exactly that way to the cop, you know?
Yeah, I tell him. I mean,
hey, cop, don't pick on me. I got a sweet ride. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes.
Hey, what seems to be Chris's major problem here? He's just got an awful chip on his shoulder, doesn't he? Don't you suppose if you show respect, you get respect? That
no,
seems to be the general
way
things go.
I show respect. The cop pulls. He's not showing me respect.
He's not showing you respect.
No.
Why
is he pulling me over? Why doesn't he pull over somebody else?
Listen, man, I've had a license for 32 years, and I don't imagine I've been pulled over about twice in those 32 years, and I've had hot rods, too.
What kind of ride do you have?
Right now, nothing. But I'm
telling you,
a course of 32 years, buddy, you know, if you drive right, keep your nose clean, you don't have these problems.
Hey, if you're walking, man, I don't have problems, man. I don't.
You say you're talking your way out of these tickets.
That's right.
But what this guy is saying is you get more by being respectful to the cop.
No, he's got no right to her. When I pulled over and the cop walks up to my car, you know the first thing I do?
What?
I rev it up to about 6,000 RPM just to show him what's up. What do you think about that? Yeah. You don't have
like
nothing
you
to
got,
say about
you got
that.
A serious...
I rev it up to 6,000 RPM,
yeah.
And I've seen more than one cop like to crap his pants.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Well, if you don't believe me,
man. Are you imagining your own mind or
what?
Hey, dude,
I got... I'm telling you, I beat tickets. Have you
beat
tickets?
That's great for you.
You got pulled over twice.
You talk about playing within the law and being respectful.
Well,
you know, you got to grow up, man. Sooner or later, you got to start playing by the rules everybody
else
does.
You're running down the road going fast. The cop's going to pull you over.
I got to... Look at that. Everybody does, like, race the speed limit. It just so happens my car can juice up. The reason this guy only got two tickets because he don't have no car. He's jaywalking.
Hey, pal, let me tell you something. I've been in all 48, lower 48 of the continental United States.
Hey,
and I don't need no guff from somebody that's got a major malfunction in between the ears.
Hey, dude, call me up next time you talk your way out of a jaywalk ticket.
Oh, you're a hard ass.
I'm
impressed by you and your tattoos.
All right.
And your attitude, you know what I mean?
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show back in a moment.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's all I'm talking about.
Hold on. You're going down the street. You're saying you're getting pulled over most of the time, right?
No, I'm saying the 50% of the time that I get pulled over when is when I'm with a chick.
And you can't control the car.
All I'm saying is, like I said, that last guy, it's hard to control a car, man, when, you know, your girlfriend's doing the knob nibble on you. And
okay, can we bro up a little bit with all of this sexual talk? You're talking about...
No, that's what's happening. That's why the car's weaving.
The car is weaving. Well, then maybe what you ought to do is have your girlfriend not do that, okay?
All right. I mean, Mr. Henry, you asked me how I'd be... Once I told this cop to hold on until she finished, but I guess you don't want to hear about that, right?
No, sir, I don't. And you're telling me you told a cop to hold on until she finished?
Yeah, I said I needed to clean up, and I mean, I don't want your ass to me.
What you're trying to tell me that a cop is going to stand there and wait while your girlfriend finishes giving you oral sex?
That cop did, yeah.
What cop? Where?
It was CHP.
California Highway Patrol stood there and waited for her to finish on you.
If you don't believe what I...
No, I do not believe that. I don't believe there's a cop in existence today, except in America, maybe in Mexico, that would stand there and go, oh, well, hold on, pal, I don't want to bother you.
Well, he was being polite. I mean, all I'm saying is he knows that he was lucky that I pulled over.
Well, that's another thing, because you got a hot IROC. You're doing a cop a favor by pulling him over. Unbelievable.
Hey, man, you know, you can walk the walk, you talk the talk, and walk a walk.
Talk a talk, walk a walk. I don't know what that means.
I guess you want me to hang up if you want to make fun of me.
No, you said that. You talk a talk, walk a walk. What does that mean?
If you talk a talk, you should walk a walk. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, there he goes. He hung up on me. There he goes. If you talk a walk a talk. I don't know what the hell this cat was saying, man, but it didn't make any sense. Call the guy back, Mike. Call him back and tell him that we're sorry or whatever his problem is. He's coming on here with a lot of far-out stuff is all I'm saying. Cop waited there while she finished. Mr. Norton?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I couldn't understand what you were saying. Are you saying if you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk?
Yes, sir. And you purposefully misinterpreted what I was saying, even though because you want to make fun of me. And I don't think it's fair, and I'm basically what the word when you're telling the truth?
Credibility?
Yeah, that's being called into question.
All right, I don't mean to call your credibility into question. I'm not trying to call you a liar. I'm just saying that some of this stuff is, like, amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's why I said on the questionnaire, not everybody can do it.
1-800-449-8686. Susie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. Yes, ma'am. I just want to say that about the guest that you guys have on right now, I totally question his credibility. I think it is a whole bunch of crap.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yes, I definitely do. You are the most immature man I think I've ever sat and listened to.
What I'm saying is, Mr. Hendry,
that your ride is so hot and you just have chicks and you can blow cops off, and it is such crap.
Oh, really? Mike, I can outrun any cop car out there, okay?
Oh, I know, because you are so cool.
Hey, you know what? Like I say, if you talk a talk, walk a walk.
It is almost amazing to me that you even get a date. And I'm sure that after this little conversation you had on the air here, that it's going to go way down.
No. Let me tell you something, okay?
What you're talking about here, Mr. Norton, is a basic disrespect for the law and for police. And there's nothing wrong...
Ooh.
And for women.
Ooh, I'm disrespect of police.
And
well, you know
women.
And the bottom line is, it's a safety issue.
What? I disrespect who?
The women?
I'm not disrespecting
any women.
Oh, can
you hold on? I just jizzed on my shirt. What is that?
That's what I talked to a cop about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what is this whole thing? You're driving down the road and you can't keep it under control because your girl is giving you oral sex.
Then maybe you shouldn't do it.
The guy said to me, why you get pulled over? I said, it's tough to control a car when you're getting the knob nibble. That's all
I'm
saying.
And have you ever thought of, like, going home and doing that?
Okay, yeah, but I'm saying, hey, I'm 28 years old, okay? I'm enjoying life. If a cop sees a lady's head going up and down, don't you think he'd have a decency and not to pull you over right away?
Well, to be honest and tell you, you sound more like you're 16.
Yeah, you don't sound like a grown-up guy, okay?
Well, here's all I'm going to say. You know something, Susie? if you ever get lucky enough to sit in my IROC, I got blue. It's metallic blue. I got flame decals, okay?
Oh, and I wish I was so lucky.
270 horse with a T-top.
If you want to know, I prefer old classic cars.
270 horse with a T-top. So check it out.
Okay, Susie, I agree with you. There's a maturity thing that is seriously lacking here.
Ooh, this maturity thing. Mr. Ernie, you asked me to fill out
questionnaire?
Yes, sir, questionnaire. And that's Susie, wherever she is right now. I guarantee you sit inside my ride, you'd be gobbling cone by the first red light. And if I got a 20-minute drive and time to kill, why not get her to shut up and do something productive? God damn, man.
All right, watch your language and watch how you're putting things here, okay? Because it's getting a little far afield. We're supposed to be talking about beating a speeding ticket, not time to kill with whatever girl you've talked into your car that night. Larry, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. Good.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Can we talk for a second about the car and go get away from the women for a minute?
Whatever, man.
Yeah, you said you got a really cherry 87 IROC.
I got IROC Camaro, T-top.
Yeah. I've got a 99 Z28.
Yeah.
It's special order T-tops. It comes with an LS1.
Did you special order the T-top?
Hugger orange with black stripes.
Did you special order the T-top?
Well, whatever, man.
Huh?
It's, and I keep it, it's like a show car.
Do you wax it every day?
Not every day. But I don't drive it in the rain, and I keep it in the garage. It's real, real clean.
Okay, it's sweet, right?
What I was going to say.
It's sweet. Okay, so you could back me up. No cop car's radar is going to be effective on a sweet car, right?
Well, I tell you what.
You know the other thing that I have, Mr. Henry? Mr. Henry? Mr. Henry?
Will you let this guy finish?
No, I just want to say that I have the Yosemite Sam mud flaps that say get back, and I have Moon Disc hubcaps.
Oh.
What?
Okay, listen.
What?
It's got 352 horse to the rear wheels because it's had some work done to it.
Am I right? No, it doesn't. It's got 270.
He's talking about his car, not yours.
I'm talking about mine. It's 352 to the rear wheels, and it probably will.
Is that legal?
Outrun a cop car here. I'm in Texas, but you're in California. Don't you have to go by the special EPA?
I don't know what that is.
Emission standards, okay? Don't you have
special emission standards in California that you have to abide by?
Do you got a chain steering wheel?
No.
Okay, I do.
That doesn't make your car faster.
What?
And that does what?
Doesn't make your car faster because you got a chain steering wheel and Yosemite Sam mud flaps. Jeez, that was like 1981, those things. What are you talking about?
What kind of car you got, Mr. Henry?
I got like a truck.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to tell me all about it? I don't think so.
Hey,
Larry.
What I'm getting at, Chris.
Hey, Larry.
Is
do you have...
Let him finish, okay?
Wait. What kind of police cars are they using out there?
CHP? Those are probably the fastest rides of all the highway patrols.
What are they using? What
I
do
don't
they
know.
Use?
Doesn't the California Highway Patrol use Camaros, or what do they got, Mike? They got Capris? A Capri? A Chevy Caprice?
Oh, that's a pig. I could outrun a Caprice. The gas cap door on the side is capped in gold-plated metal. Just the door to the gas cap. It is so sweet.
Man, you know
that's
what?
I know where to put the gas.
Yeah, otherwise put it in the back seat?
Next time they stop you, man,
By the way,
check and see what you're smoking.
The cop cars, California cop cars, Ford Crown Victorias.
Well, those are pigs. Those are rolling pig bins. Don't you think?
They got huge engine blocks
don't
in them.
They have Mustangs out in California, and I've seen them with Mustangs, and I've seen them with Camaros.
Yeah, but my IROC
comes stock at 320 horse.
My IROC, it'd outrun them all.
Yeah.
On account of the fact that you keep it waxed every day, so it's not picked up on radar.
Right.
Do you know the radar picks up on your license plate, not your paint job? Are you aware of that?
Are you sure about that?
I guarantee it.
Okay, what sources are you citing?
What?
Well, where'd you hear about that?
It picks
where'd
up.
Where'd I hear about it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I've got.
Did you get that on Click and Clack
myself?
The
truck?
Were you
first thing they aim for is a license plate. If you'll notice, your license plates are specially made to reflect.
Well, here's the whole thing, man. CHP used to have Mustangs, but the Camaro IROC is sweetest, so it blew it away.
Oh Lord!
It blew away all the chipper Mustangs. I got neon around my plate, man, so that distracts the radar.
Yeah.
Bull crap.
I ain't getting nowhere.
The guy's out of his freaking mind.
You.
All right, man.
I tried.
You got neon around your license plate. It distracts the radar.
Yes.
Yeah.
The neon bounces it off. Man. Hey, man.
See y'all later.
Hey, dude, the neon bounces it off.
Doesn't?
The neon bounces
and
the radar.
And you can wax it till you're green in the face, and it has nothing to do with that radar.
Well,
get a grip, man.
Get a firm grip, okay? Other than your girlfriend getting a grip, why don't you?
There you go.
Yeah, that's gay.
Okay. Thanks very much, sir. Thanks for your call. All right, well, good luck. Good luck to you, Chris. I got neon, so it distracts the radar off my license plate. 1-800-449. What's our number? 1-800-449-8686. What did he say to you, Mike? His tinted windows reflect the radar back at the cop, and it reads the cop speed? Oh, okay. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show, the show that doesn't set up calls like other shows. We don't pay our friends to call in like other shows do. I don't need my producer to call up and pretend he's another caller like other shows. We don't need to subscribe to phone call services where the actors are paid to call in like on other shows. We don't rip off Howard like everybody else or Rush Limbaugh like everybody else. We are, for better or for worse, an entirely unique entity on the radio dial. Some people don't like that this is a notoriously unique radio show. They'd rather that we keep radio the historically non-creative medium that it has always been. So there, we're not going to do it. Okay, so speaking of going fast, that Interstate 5 you heard mentioned during this preceding hour, and that is a freeway that runs between Los Angeles and the Bay Area, for those of you not familiar. And people get going on that thing, everybody who lives in California knows, people get going on that thing like 100 miles an hour, some of these cats. I mean, that is not an exaggeration. And in some stretches, it's only two lanes. I-5 through the farm country up there, San Joaquin Valley farm country, it's just a two-lane freeway. And they get going, you just... Okay, call me whatever you want to call me. Call me the P word, call me the S word, call me the R word, the J word, the Z word. But I go over into the right-hand lane and just motor along like grandpa. And by motor along like grandpa, I'm doing 80. I'm doing 80. And there's cats that are on your bumper and ride it for miles. Do you think that they'd maybe just sort of get the message and go around? No, no, no. He's got his... He's got his auto drive locked in, right? There's Harry with Daisy, man, and he's just got the new ride, whatever it is. He's got his new Jag. He got his new XK8, and he locked in his cruise control, and he's going to do 116 come hell or high water, and if you're in his way, he'll ride within 2 inches your bumper like it's a freaking NASCAR race, like it's the Goody's Headache Powder 500. Like he's drafting all the way up the freeway. And so I just avoid it, man. I slip on over into the right-hand lane doing, like I said, 80, 85. My wife, Maria, well, that's a whole different ball of wax. We went from L.A. to Sacramento averaging 95. Averaging. And you think I'm kidding? I'm not. We did L.A. to Sacramento in 4.5 hours. That is smoking. I don't care who you talk to. And I said to her, dear, do you think... shut up! You know, she's just, but the way Maria drives, one hand on the wheel, the other hand on the back of the seat. So anyway, where would you like to have dinner? You know, yeah, you know, and we're getting air. You know, we're hitting bumps, all four wheels off, I swear, off the asphalt. Anyone to stop and get a taco or something for the kids? Yeah, I don't know, you know. And I am crouched down in the seat like John Lithgow in Twilight Zone, you know, pounding on the door, sweat pouring down, got this anxiety going on. You know, somebody's got to trank me up just so I can make it to the next rest stop, just so I can make it to the next Pollo Loco. She's got one hand on the wheel, one hand on the back of the seat, and the right foot through the floorboard. But they get going. Anyway, they get the Thule fog up. But you've heard about a man like that. Do you remember that movie? Anybody hear about that really bad movie of the week, Crack Up on I-5? Or what was that flick? Real pile of crap. And it was about some... Thule fog crack up they had. Like 30 cars. And by Thule fog, what it is this fog up in the Thules. They call it Thule fog. It's down the, it's fog. It all of a sudden appears out of nowhere. It could be a bright, sunshiny, gorgeous day. And then, boom, you're in a bank of fog. You can't see 14 feet in front of you. And the next thing you do is you slow down. And the guy who was behind you doing 112, he didn't slow down because he didn't even see it. And he nails into you, and then the next guy into him. The next thing you know, you got like a 50-car pileup. And it was ugly, man. I mean, I don't know how many people got killed. But that, they, and they made a movie of the week out of that. Well, isn't that weird? A movie of the week about an auto accident? In other words, I can understand the airline disaster films where there's an ongoing emergency, and it is about how to solve it. And I can almost understand the aftermath of an earthquake, where they made a film about the San Francisco earthquake, where you have to deal with the aftermath, digging people out of the rubble, etc. But an auto crash? I didn't see it, but I bet you it started out with the lives of all the people. I mean, you know, real boring 60 minutes building up, you know, the lives. One guy's leaving, the other lady, she's going to visit her. You know, it's a moment in her life. She's going to be meeting a new lover. He's getting out of town from a divorce. He's going to go find himself. Another guy's going up to be with Bhagwan Rajneesh in Oregon or something. And the next thing you know, their lives intertwine out there on the interstate. And the rest of the movie is, what, just cutting people out of cars and crap, staggering through the Thule fog. And then they have the big epilogue at the end, you know, what a momentous time it was. Like Titanic or something. One guy getting out of jail to go back to his wife and get his life straight. And the next thing you know, he can't wait to get to her. That's why he's the guy that started the whole thing in the first place. Going 106, piling into the back end of a Piggly Wiggly van. That's like, here's a movie of the week. Somebody goes to the grocery store and forgot their coupons. Okay, well, that's... Dun, dun, dun. Movie of the week. So... They get going, man. And then the other one is the Sunshine State Parkway in Florida, affectionately called the Turnpike. They get going on that thing. Of course, they figure they have the right because it costs $13 to go from Miami up to wherever the hell it goes to. I don't even know the town it goes to. Wildwood, or is that ring a bell? Anybody? Ocala? I don't know. Miami's the only town you know, and the rest of them you don't recognize. And you're doing 600 miles an hour. You're breaking the land speed record because you paid your $13. And that thing, they get smoking on that. But I never did it in an IROC, man, and I certainly don't believe that you can shine your IROC up so that the radar bounces off of it. How many times have you been pulled over for speeding? I got it once out on the 210 in my Datsun B210 little piece of crap Japanese rice rocket. And I got pulled over by the CHP for doing like 75 and a 55. I didn't even know what I was doing. I suddenly, she pulls me over and says, geez, was I really doing that? She goes, yes, you were. I said, well, you say so. So then she took her time writing me the ticket. I thought I was busted. If you've ever been arrested on a warrant, which I have, and I'm not proud of this, anytime a cop takes an inordinate amount of time writing the ticket, you think he's radioed in and you've got like 16 warrants on your driver's license and you're about to be thrown into the can. And she finally walked up and said, I'm sorry, I was looking for a pen. And it was like a half an hour. God, my heart almost came out of wherever my heart is. $145,000 we've made with the Phil Henry CD. Give us a call. The money goes to my friend's place. I'll give you the number next hour. I don't have it right now. We'll be right back. It's what, Mike? Oh, Mike has it. Call him.